As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements for digestive support, handle tougher digestive problems, and larger, more complex meals with GI Guard AM, enzymes HCL, oregano oil, and peppermint oil, GI. This premium collection may help to maintain the integrity of your stomach lining and promote gastric comfort, help reduce occasional bloating, indigestion, heartburn, gas, and other normal diet-related digestive disturbances, as well as maintain healthy intestinal flora balance. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. Glad to be here. Can't think of a place I'd rather be than right here behind this very microphone, sharing hopefully relevant and important health information with you so that you can utilize it for yourself, for your loved ones. That's my mission statement. And our number is 877-726-8255. If you're a fan of this program, you can get more information by subscribing to our newsletter. Go to drhoffman.com and subscribe to the newsletter. You'll get the newsletter in your inbox every week. And you can also download all our other great podcasts throughout the week. We do several during the week. So there's lots and lots of content every week. Great interviews, a Q&A with Layla, where I team with our nutritionist, Layla Mudin, and we can field your questions. Those questions can come via email, via questions@drhoffman.net. So lots of ways to get questions to us. 877-726-8255 is one. And we have a recorded question. Let's hear it.
Hi, I have Graves' disease, and I'm in the process of trying to get it under control. But I have a question. I have avoided or given up gluten and soy and things from the ocean and dairy, but that's the hard one. My question is there any type of food or something I can do to counteract the effect of dairy on my thyroid for those once a month type stinky cheese nights with wine? That's my question.
Okay. So this is a question about Graves' disease. And we often talk about thyroid problems. And the majority of thyroid problems are not enough thyroid, hypothyroidism. And that can also be an autoimmune disease. Graves' disease is an autoimmune disease of the thyroid that is associated with hyperthyroidism. The thyroid goes haywire and overproduces thyroid hormone. And the result is that you can become jittery and nervous, and your heart can pound. You can have difficulty sleeping. Kind of the opposite of the lethargy that you have with hypothyroidism. Your appetite often increases. So when it comes to autoimmune diseases in general, and particularly autoimmune diseases of thyroid, it's a good idea to consider what's called an AIP, an autoimmune paleo diet. And in particular, it's been shown with Hashimoto's thyroiditis that there's some evidence that avoidance of gluten can be helpful. And indeed, some patients who have outright celiac disease, they often have autoimmune thyroid disease, because autoimmune diseases travel in packs. So what affects merely your gastrointestinal tract may affect other parts of your body. So the diet that you're pursuing is kind of interesting, because you're excluding modern foods, grains, I presume, not just gluten, but also dairy. And for some reason, you're saying that you're excluding things from the ocean. And The rationale for that might be that those contain iodine, and that iodine stimulates the thyroid, and therefore you want to avoid things that put your thyroid into overdrive. But actually, that's not necessary in an autoimmune paleo diet. Now, you may not want to eat tons and tons of seaweed, which is really high in iodine, because actually too much iodine can put the thyroid into overdrive, just as too little iodine can give you an underactive thyroid or a goiter. That's a common cause of goiters before the era of iodine supplementation. So I'm not sure it's an idea for you to avoid things from the ocean, which also are rich in essential fatty acids, the omega-3s. Those may be okay. So the question is, does dairy make a difference? And the answer is, I can't see any studies that show that dairy per se is the cause. But anecdotally, I will tell you that a lot of my patients, when they go on a dairy-free, gluten-free, grain-free diet that consists mostly of fish, chicken, eggs, meat, and, you know, some fruit, that is very salutary for thyroid problems. And I've looked up a study in relationship to this. This is a small review that is designed to assess the effects of the paleo diet on autoimmune thyroid disease. And it's a small trial because there's actually not that many studies. But there are a few. And what they found was that in one pilot study, a small study, six case studies were found. And it did show some benefit in Graves' disease. Or let's put it this way, in overall autoimmune thyroid disease. I don't know if all these patients had Graves' disease, because some of them may have had Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which is hypothyroidism. But generally, all the studies showed clinical improvements. One had significant improvement, and two showed autoimmune thyroid disease resolution. So this is a promising approach, and I don't think it's very much studied. You know, for example, a study that shows that meat is bad for you, they looked at nearly 2 million people. And this, you know, maybe, you know, a few dozen people, because it's a less popular notion that a paleo diet may be helpful for autoimmune thyroid disease. But if you've got autoimmune thyroid disease, Hashimoto's thyroiditis, or Graves' disease, it's a good bet. And I don't know whether it's material that you have a little bit of, quote, stinky cheese now and then. But I'm wondering if the alcohol may have an adverse effect. Unclear, but you know, alcohol generally doesn't have a great effect on the microbiome, on what's called leaky gut. Perhaps in moderation, you know, small glass of wine to celebrate, you know, Sunday or weekends. But you're on the right track by pursuing this. And so let's hear from you. Let's hear how it works out for you over time, because it may take some time for this to simmer your overactive thyroid down. 877-726-8255. By the way, the normal treatment for this is either to remove your thyroid or to use a medication to knock out the thyroid, or in some cases use radiation to knock out the thyroid. That's a conventional approach. And all those options leave you often with hypothyroidism, the opposite of overactive thyroid, and then you are relying on thyroid medication for the rest of your life. All right, this item has to do with a common problem, which is fatigue. Do you wish you could turn back the clock on aging? Well, NT-Factor Lipids is the breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. NT-Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage. And the mitochondria are really the key to biological aging, because as they age, they become less efficient. You can have decreases in energy and decreases in organ function and immunity and vitality. In a recent clinical study, NT factor therapy resulted in a 26.8 increase in mitochondrial function, restoring it to levels found in young adults. NT factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by up to 43%. It's even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions like chronic fatigue syndrome and post-COVID and those undergoing chemotherapy. I've been using NT Factor for years and prescribed it for my patients. You can find the NT Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. All right, risk factors for cardiovascular disease. Obviously, smoking, overweight, hypertension, diabetes, having a parent with a previous heart attack, super high cholesterol, especially when it's accompanied by very low HDL, triglycerides. You can look at LP little A. You can look at on and on it goes. There are a lot of risk factors for cardiovascular disease. Here's a new one. Constipation linked to significantly elevated risk of cardiac events. Whoa. Big study, 500,000 participants. The research team analyzed the health records of 408,000 biobank participants. They found that of that, I'm surprised at how few, they found that 23,000 suffered from constipation. Well, out of 400,000 people in the UK, they only found 23,000 people suffering from constipation. Okay, maybe the criteria for constipation, like very, very serious constipation. They found that those with the condition were more than twice as likely to suffer a major adverse cardiac event, such as a heart attack, stroke, or hospitalization. So it suggests that there's something about digestion, the microbiome. Maybe it has to do with even the way the nervous system works that predisposes to constipation. Or maybe it's just poor diet leads to constipation, which is also associated with cardiovascular risk. Okay, so add that to the numerous risk factors for cardiovascular disease. Address your constipation and perhaps minimize your risk of a bad cardiovascular outcome, like a heart attack or stroke. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Chiolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Chiolic Aged Garlic Extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Chiolic Aged Garlic Extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Chiolic Aged Garlic Extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Chiolic formula right for you. Visit Chiolic.com and learn about Chiolic's many health benefits. That's Chiolic.com. Look for Chiolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Are you tired of feeling tired? Do you wish you could turn back the clock on aging? NT Factor Lipids is the breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. NT Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, a primary cause of biological aging. In clinical trials, NT Factor therapy resulted in a 26.8% increase in mitochondrial function, restoring it to levels found in young adults. NT Factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by up to 43% and has even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions like chronic fatigue and those undergoing chemotherapy. I've been using NT Factor for years. You can find the NT Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or to order direct, go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And a reminder, the Alliance for Natural Health stands as a guardian of your right to choose natural, sustainable healthcare options. As is being pointed out by RFK Jr., a controversial figure, but he is bringing up an important issue. Big pharma, big food, big chem, and big government protect the broken status quo and try to eliminate your ability to choose the healthcare options and treatment modalities that resonate for you. I became a board member of the Alliance for Natural Health 20 years ago, because it mirrored my personal commitment to preserving access to natural health choices. So I've been ahead of the curve on this issue. I now serve as medical director and president. It's an independent, nonpartisan organization. It's not, you know, part of one political party or another. We welcome people from both sides of the political spectrum, and we rely on the support of individuals like you to amplify our voice and protect your rights. Your donation today will empower us to continue our advocacy efforts and mobilize our supporters and hold regulatory bodies accountable. We're going to take on the DC establishment. For more information about the important work of the Alliance for Natural Health and to donate, just go to drhoffman.com/ANH. That's drhoffman.com/ANH. And folks, I will be matching all donations up to a total of $5,000. So you contribute $50 and it'll equate to $100. drhoffman.com/ANH. Okay, 877-726-8255, our number. Let's take one of our recorded calls. Let's hear it.
Do steel-cut oats raise your blood sugar hemoglobin amount? Because I added it every day to lower my LDLs, but now my sugar's too high. So yeah. Is it the steel-cut oats that's doing that?
So this is an interesting question because it has been alleged that, and it's actually one of the claims on Cheerios, is that if you eat a lot of Cheerios, it will lower your cholesterol. But the amount of Cheerios that you have to eat to lower your cholesterol is like a mountain of it. And consequently, Cheerios is rather high in carbohydrates. So there may be a trade-off. You may lower your LDL a little bit, you know, maybe 10 points, 12 points. But you might also raise your hemoglobin A1C, which is, we use it to determine the risk for diabetes. But a borderline hemoglobin A1C might suggest, short of diabetes, that you have some kind of metabolic imbalance, insulin resistance, or what's called metabolic syndrome. So, okay. So when it comes to oats, there are varieties of ways you can have oats as a breakfast cereal. You have Cheerios, which is highly refined and has what's called a high glycemic index. The sugars that are present in the carbohydrates are released very quickly into your bloodstream. You can have instant oatmeal. That's really convenient. You know, just add hot water. It comes in a packet. You know, you can have it at work, put it in the microwave. But because of the way it's processed, the oats are... The carbohydrates within the oats are very bioavailable, and they spike your blood sugar more than, say, steel-cut oats. Now, steel-cut oats are the other end of the spectrum because, you know, you get intermediate. You can have, like, the 2-minute oats or, like, the 30-minute oats that take longer, more traditional oats, the kind that you need to put in a crock pot overnight, like the steel-cut oats. You notice that horses, they have 5 stomachs. And they're herbivores, so they could just take those steel-cut oats and crunch, 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 you know, just eat them all up, just straight, you know, not even cooked. The steel-cut oats will have, ultimately, an impact on your blood sugar. It's just they have a lower glycemic index. So they might be preferable to instant oats, but they're not really going to solve the problem. And therefore, you know, for people who are very susceptible to the effects of carbs, they got to go off that kind of stuff. This is interesting. There's a study that looks at the effect of adding trees to a neighborhood in terms of a risk factor for cardiovascular disease and cancer. We'll take a look at that because we want to green our neighborhoods to enhance our health. And, you know, some of it's mental health. But are there impacts on physical health? We'll explore the results of that study in just a moment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at natural grocers, Sprouts, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Can greening our neighborhoods affect our health? That's an interesting proposition, because certainly from a standpoint of aesthetics and mental health, it's nicer to live in a tree-lined neighborhood than in an urban desert, right? And that's one of the reasons why we try to reserve space for parks and open spaces, respites from the busyness and congestion and pollution of urban life, right? But are there health impacts? And this is an interesting study. The Christina Lee Brown Environ Institute launched a project in 2018 in partnership with the Nature Conservancy to study whether and how living among more densely greened surroundings contributes to better heart health. And so they looked at a neighborhood in Louisville, Kentucky. And I'm quoting here, "The Green Heart Louisville Project is an excellent example of how our university's innovative and collaborative researchers are working to improve lives in our community and far beyond." They say trees are beautiful, but these results show that the trees around us are also beneficial to individual and community health. So how did they determine that? Well, first, they did an intervention where they got a bunch of local partners and contractors to plant more than 8,000 large trees and shrubs in designated neighborhoods within the project area. And after the plantings, the research team assessed residents' health. First, they got a baseline, you know, to see what it was before the trees, and then they compared afterwards. They found that those living in the greened area, get this, they had a 13 to 20% lower levels of a biomarker of general inflammation called HSCRP. That stands for high-sensitive C-reactive protein. Now, if your doctor hasn't measured this on you, it's very important to get this measured, because they'll measure cholesterol and HDL and triglycerides, and they'll even measure hemoglobin A1C. They're fixated on LDL. They want to get that LDL down. Okay, so they need to give you a statin. But that statin doesn't fix your inflammation. A high level of HSCRP, or highly sensitive C-reactive protein, is a considerable risk factor for cardiovascular disease. And even if you lower your cholesterol to negligible levels, if the HSCRP is high, you still have a increased risk for a heart attack. Well, they found that with the planting of trees, there was a 13 to 20% lower level of a biomarker of general inflammation. Levels of inflammation are also associated with the risk for certain cancers. So it's not clear what's going on. I mean, yeah, you know, there's a psychological effect, but obviously there is a physical effect. And it may be that trees offer more oxygen, or it may be that trees reduce levels of pollution, because levels of pollution can have an impact on inflammation. But it's a very interesting proof of concept that greening your neighborhoods can have an important impact on health. So it's not just about diet, exercise, but it's also about your physical surroundings. And it may be that that's one of the reasons why poor people, disadvantaged populations that are crammed into urban ghettos that have less in the way of green space have a higher incidence of disease. Yes, diet is a factor, stress is a factor, factors like drug use, smoking, et cetera, even violence. But just the greening of a neighborhood can have a significant impact. Very interesting study. 877-726-8255 is our number. And As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend to use are of the highest quality, and that's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. It's a great company. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. And I might add, they're very economical. They're competitively priced, including a suite of supplements for digestive support. Handle tougher digestive problems and larger, more complex meals with GI Guard AM, Enzymes HCL, Oregano Oil, and Peppermint Oil GI. This premium collection may help to maintain the integrity of your stomach lining and promote gastric comfort, help reduce occasional bloating, indigestion, heartburn, gas, and other normal diet-related digestive disturbances. And as well, and this is important, the microbiome can help maintain healthy intestinal flora balance. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements. Check them out. This item looks at consumption of caffeine. Now, we've seen a lot these days that suggests that, you know, coffee may not be all that bad because the more coffee you consume, it is said there are cardiovascular benefits to consuming coffee, even caffeinated coffee. I have been a little concerned about these studies because they say, well, people consume like 4, 5, 6 cups of coffee a day. They're in better cardiovascular shape. But I think in order to consume 4, 5, 6 cups of coffee per day, maybe you have to be in better cardiovascular shape. There's also some evidence that compounds in coffee protect the liver from fatty liver and even from liver cancer. And so coffee has been experiencing kind of a renaissance, but in what appears to be a throwback to the Marcus Welby era. Remember Robert Young came on and did all these commercials for Sanka? He would come to people's houses and, you know, they'd be kind of irritable and snappy, and he would kind of do an intervention on them and serve them Sanka, and then they kind of chill out and calm down. And besides, he had such a great bedside manner, Dr. Marcus Welby. So they enlisted him for the Sanka campaign. But boy, that stuff tastes terrible. Ugh. Thank goodness for the development of tasty decaf coffees. I guzzle decaf these days because I like the taste of coffee, but the caffeine throws me into high gear. New study finds chronic high caffeine consumption may heighten risk for cardiovascular disease. It only makes sense. We're kind of finally coming to our senses about this. It says here that a study recently presented shows that drinking over 400 milligrams of caffeine per day on most days of the week could increase the susceptibility of otherwise healthy individuals to cardiovascular disease. How? Well, because coffee, obviously, it can increase your blood pressure. It can cause your heart to race. Okay? So the authors looked at 92 people with normal blood pressure, healthy individuals between 18 and 45, so they're young and healthy. And they found that approximately 20% consumed more than 400 milligrams of coffee every day. Those who consumed the highest amounts, the chronic caffeine consumption of more than 600 milligrams of caffeine per day, had significantly elevated heart rates and blood pressure after 5 minutes of rest following a step test. So, okay, step test, you know, is one of the ways to get your heart rate up. And what is a sign of good health is that your heart rate returns to normal quickly. So that, you know, when you next time you exercise, check your heart rate when you're exercising. But the faster you return to a normal baseline heart rate, the healthier you are. Well, if you consume a lot of caffeine, it's going to interfere with that healthy effect. The study focused on tea, coffee, and related beverages such as Coke, Pepsi, Red Bull, Sting, and Monster. So let's translate that for you, because what they say is 600 milligrams, more than 400 had an effect. 600 was especially not good. So each cup, a regular cup of coffee is about 100 milligrams. So you'd have, and some people drink, you know, 6, 8, 10 cups of coffee a day. So you're definitely going to exceed that threshold of 600. However, Starbucks blonde roast coffee gives you a whopping 475 milligrams of caffeine per 20-ounce venti serving. That's like over six shots of espresso. Tea is a little better at 40. I drink a little caffeinated tea in the morning, you know, just to get you going a little bit before exercise, but I don't like to do more than that. Cola, even diet cola, is going to give you about 40, 50 per 12 ounce. So for kids, that's a problem because kids have less body weight. They're more sensitive to caffeine. Even coffee ice cream is not a... You take a kid out, you know, later in the day for ice cream. Don't give them the espresso ice cream because you're going to have a bad night. Your kid's going to be bouncing off the walls. Monster beverage, 160 milligrams of caffeine. Red Bull, a mere 80. So kind of like a cup of coffee. And then there are these five-hour energy shots. You know, they sell them at gas stations. They sell them to truckers. But they sell them in regular retail stores now. 215 milligrams of caffeine. So you're going to get a real buzz off those. You just take three of those per day, and you're exceeding that 600 threshold that is shown to have an impact on your heart. Hypertension weakens your heart over time. And so the concern is, you know, maybe Dr. Marcus Bowlby was right, is cool it on the caffeine if you're concerned about cardiovascular wellness. 877-726-8255, our number. So that's it for this segment. When we return, 877-726-8255, we're going to take one of your recorded questions. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DrHoffmanStore.com. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements for digestive support, handle tougher digestive problems, and larger, more complex meals with GI Guard AM, enzymes HCL, oregano oil, and peppermint oil, GI. This premium collection may help to maintain the integrity of your stomach lining and promote gastric comfort, help reduce occasional bloating, indigestion, heartburn, gas, and other normal diet-related digestive disturbances, as well as maintain healthy intestinal flora balance. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And we have some great questions this week, so let's hear one of them.
Yes, I have had ringing in my ears for several months now, and I think I know where it came from, but now I can't get rid of it. So, just wondering if there's anything at all that I can do.
Gee, keep us in suspense about where you think it came from. I mean, you know, it could come from a variety of sources. It can come certainly from loud noise exposure. You know, people who've gone to rock concerts experience ringing in their ears, sometimes temporarily and sometimes long term. People who have high blood pressure can experience ringing in the ears. So, that's why it's important to get, you know, If you have ringing in the ears, it's a little occasionally you get ringing in the ears, okay. But if it's like persistent or if it worsens, get checked out because it could be a sign of something going on with high blood pressure or maybe even something in your brain, affecting the acoustic nerve. Or alternatively, if you hear kind of a pulsation, like a whooshing sound, it could even be a sign of an aneurysm. Not to get you alarmed, because 99% of the time it's benign, it's just annoying. A lot of supplements have been proposed for ringing in the ears. Vinpocetine, which enhances cerebral circulation. Ginkgo biloba, which works similarly. I've seen some research on NAD supplements like nicotinamide riboside. And anecdotally, I will tell you that some of our patients have responded to it. But there's a big placebo effect with this because it's a subjective symptom. And people will say, my tinnitus isn't bothering me as much. Well, for that reason, people who are suffering from tinnitus is very bothersome. It can cause anxiety, even cause people to become suicidally depressed. And so there's a psychological approach to tinnitus is kind of learn to live with it, contextualize it. This is called cognitive behavioral therapy, which will help people kind of learn to live with it and accommodate it as is one of the consequences of aging, like wearing glasses. Also, you can use things like certain hearing devices that are noise cancellation devices. I don't think they've really nailed it yet in terms of the technology to find kind of an interfering sound, because it's not like external noise. It's noise that's generated within your auditory system, in your inner ear and your brain. And so noise canceling that seems to work pretty. I had noise canceling headphones on when I was on the plane. They were great. They took out the external sound and I could hear the movie that I was watching. But when it comes to interfering with the sound that's coming from inside your head, they're less successful. So these are some of the methods. And, I think the future prospect is that they'll be able to pinpoint the part of the brain that's responsible for tinnitus. And just like the way they zap out atrial fibrillation with ablation therapy, they may be able to pinpoint the area that's responsible for tinnitus and zap it out with some kind of sound wave or some beam, high energy beam that can interfere with the nerve transmission that causes those weird sounds to occur. That's on the drawing boards, but we haven't. It's not quite ready for prime time. All right. 877-726-8255 is our number. And that number is available 24/7, 365. We had some great calls this week. Here's an interesting medical case. And I'm a big Yankee fan. And the Yankees are, alternatively exhilarating and disappointing this year. So, hopefully they're going to make the playoffs. The question is how far they can go in the playoffs and make it to the World Series. They've got some great players. They also have some really mediocre slumps. One of the players, Alex Verdugo, has a problem. He's having a lot of itchiness and skin irritation. And so it is now, the speculation is that it may be his tattoos. This according to Dr. Arthur Lubitz, a Manhattan-based allergist who's been a Yankees fan since the 1950s. He's a real old-timer. Mickey Mantle and Roger Maris days, huh? He says, it's very rare, but the tattoos are made of metal ink, and you can get a tattoo allergy to the metal. Alternatively, he may be allergic to his glove because there are actually certain dyes and pigments and chemicals in the glove that can cause problems. So the suggestion is that he take Dupixent, which is a strong biologic medication for people who have eczema or allergic dermatitis. It suppresses the immune system, which is not great, but it can be effective for eczema and skin rashes. It's expensive. Two pens retail for $3,659 at retail pharmacies. Usually there's some plan that enables you to afford the medication a little bit, but it's not It ain't cheap. It's also used for asthma, allergic rhinitis, and nasal polyps, and even eosinophilic esophagitis. But you can't take Dupixent if you have parasites, because it will reduce one's immunity to parasites. Speaking of atopic dermatitis, here's a suggestion for Alex Verdugo. Probiotics have the potential to serve as prophylactics for atopic dermatitis, highlighting the relationship between the gut and the skin. This research is published in a medical journal. It says that dysfunctional gut barriers and metabolites produced by gut microorganisms can exert profound influences on skin conditions, including allergic dermatitis. And lactobacilli can be ideal candidates for probiotic supplementation. So what they have found in some preliminary trials is that administering certain types of lactobacillus can have benefits, especially in children. The study of children newborn to 11 years, participants showed improvements with oral lactobacillus, and other studies have shown benefits. So, hey, Alex Verdugo, get on the stick, because, you know, itching and scratching yourself at the plate is not an effective way to hit the ball. Thanks very much for joining us. More at drhoffman.com. You can find all things related to intelligent medicine there. Subscribe to our newsletter, listen to our podcasts, and follow us on social media. Have yourselves a great weekend. This is Intelligent Medicine. We'll be right back.